is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.com. .us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule a consultation, obviously, at our website. The biggest issue that we have, at least in 2024, in our community, the black, brown, minority communities, is the issue of money. Yes, money. Once you're in the U.S., you want to have that American dream. And what is that American dream? Obviously, you want to have a good job. You want to advance yourself through the educational system, getting a degree in various areas, whether it be law, banking, accounting, finance. Why? Nursing. Why? Because people want to earn more money. And the more money you earn, what people do is to try to obviously have the American dream, which is home ownership. You want to buy a one family, a two family, a three family, even a four family. And what people do, obviously, when they buy these multiple dwellings, they have a place for themselves to live, but they could also have income by renting the other apartments in a four family, a three family, or a two family. These are basic things that happen when people come to the U.S., whether it be New York, California, Florida, Pennsylvania, doesn't matter what state, that's the economic part that people take. Some people, obviously, because they don't have sufficient income, they will work with other family members using various income, some parents, brothers, sisters, spouses, their income, you know, taking into consideration together could help them get a mortgage where they could purchase a home. So you may not have enough income individually, but collectively as a family, you will have that income. What happens over the years when you own a home? Your home, obviously, as you pay down on the purchase price of the home, and because of, you know, market fluctuations, meaning as time goes, the value of your home that you may have purchased for $1 million goes up, let us say, to $1.2 million, $1.3 million. It all depends on the law of economics, demand and supply. So by reducing the amount that you owe on the home, making those mortgage payments on a monthly basis, and the market value of the home increasing, what happens is that you have equity in your home. Yes, equity, meaning the difference between what you paid for the home and what the market value for the home is right now. However, as life moves on, relationships may deteriorate, whether it be a marriage, whether it be family issues. You may have purchased a property and your tenants are not paying rent. And unfortunately, in New York City, those small landlords, so to speak, that are two-family, three-family, four-family, the law does not protect those quote-unquote landlords. In fact, landlords with multiple dwellings over four-family, they seem to benefit more from the system. And those who are obviously investing in their own homes so that later on they could have a pension plan for their retirement, that pension plan obviously deteriorates. So when you purchase a home in New York City, what people do 15, 20 years afterwards, they may sell that home. They'll get more money, obviously, at that time than the property was worth a long time ago. And they may decide to move to Florida, purchase a home of lesser value, or Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and purchase a home there, or Pennsylvania, or any of the Midwestern states where the price of a home is much, much less than New York City. And the difference, they obviously have enough, couple $100,000, well, that they keep in their bank accounts and other investments so that they could live a better life on retirement. So this is a cyclical issue. It means that obviously, traditionally, that's what families do, whether it be in New York or other states. So that investment, your home, is very important. It will determine your standard of living on retirement. It will also mean that your children, your grandchildren may have a place to live that is owned by your family. So it's a family home. You do your wills, and we do wills, trust, estate planning, where we help people move assets from one generation to another. And as I said, unfortunately, the plan is not always perfect. People may fall back on their mortgage payments. They may end up in foreclosure actions by the bank who want their money. And obviously, because you're not making payments, obviously what you have to determine is what is the solution. Should you lose your home? Because if the bank win their foreclosure case against the homeowner, it means that that property will be auctioned, and at an auction, you never get the best value for a home. So it's better to sell the home before you get to an auction. You could also try to do a loan modification with the bank or get your mortgage reinstated if you have the money to do so. But a loan modification is normally the best plan that anyone has. In New York City, New York State, and other jurisdictions, what we have is what we call predators, i.e. people who want to get your home for cheap, and they will obviously benefit from whatever equity there that is unrealized. And that's where desperation come in. Like immigration law and like any other legal area of law, people depend on what they get on the internet. They depend on gossip among people who might be in the same situation. And then they start believing in, obviously, stories where you could defeat the bank in a foreclosure action through various non-legal ways, which obviously as a lawyer you cannot obviously, that's not the advice that you give a client. You give a client advice based on the law, not what is on the internet, not what is gossip in the community. And because obviously people are in desperate situations, they may believe in anything. Things that are unseen or things that are not obviously legal. So again, like immigration law or any area of law, getting the advice of an attorney, in fact, getting more than one consultation, not just with one law firm. You may want to do it with a couple law firms, depending on the complexity of your legal issue, so that you could compare the advice that you get to determine which is the best path for you to solve your legal problems. We always say at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, an educated client is the best client to have, although some clients, unfortunately, may not have the capacity to understand certain things, and they will depend on, obviously, stories that they may hear in the community or online. So because something is on a website doesn't mean it's true. Because someone tells you through the chain, you know, like this one tell that one, it's not true. And whatever may have applied in your home country, you're in a different country with different laws and different processes. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You do not have to lose your home or any other property investments to foreclosure. You also have to understand the value of your home. Many properties within New York City in recent times has increased in value because of what we call the rezoning of properties, meaning you may own a property, a home, that you now own sky, so to speak. You could go higher up the air. You can't go to your left, to your right, but you could go up. That means a 2, 3, 4 family could be converted into a 12 family, an eight family. And these are some of the issues that we have seen in New York City in recent times because of the housing shortages, laws change. You need a lawyer that understands not only the basics of real estate law, but also real estate development and real estate issues that could obviously help you understand the true value of your home, your dwelling. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you are listening to this program outside of the United States of America, in the Caribbean, Africa, talk to your family here that might live in New York State, New York City, to talk to us about their legal issues. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Ezon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with, Supreme Court allows Texas to detain, deport migrants. The Supreme Court on Tuesday gave Texas officials permission to jail and prosecute migrants suspected of crossing the U.S. southern border without authorization, greenlighting the enforcement of a state immigration law known as SB 4, that the Biden administration has called unconstitutional. Passed by the Texas legislature last year, SB 4 criminalizes unauthorized migration at the state level, making the act of entering the U.S. outside of a port of entry, already a federal offense, into a state crime. It also creates a state felony charge for illegal reentry. Texas SB 4 immigration law is a disaster for Texas and the nation. District Court in Texas allows CHNV parole program to continue. On March 8, a federal district court in Texas dismissed a challenge to a parole program set up by the Biden administration to allow 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to enter the United States legally each month, known as the CHNV parole program, allowing the program to stay in place. Judge Drew Tipton of the Southern District of Texas dismissed the claims brought by several states challenging the legality of the CHNV parole program. Judge Tipton held that the state of Texas, the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit, did not show it would be harmed by the CHNV policy because the program has successfully reduced overall border crossings, and therefore Texas lacked standing to bring the lawsuit. The dismissal means that nationals from the four impacted nations can continue to seek parole into the United States through the CHNV process. The U.S. is still sending Haitians intercepted at sea back to Haiti despite the violence. Despite extreme violence, political instability, and hunger engulfing Haiti, the United States is continuing to return Haitian migrants interdicted at sea back to the gang-controlled country, to the dismay of Haitian advocates in the U.S. who decried the policy. Recently, the U.S. Coast Guard stopped 65 Haitians who were trying to flee Haiti by boat and sent them back to Haiti, the agency said in a statement. "There is a specific disdain when it comes to Haitian asylum seekers," said Gerline Joseph, a human rights advocate and co-founder of the Haitian Bridge Alliance. "The first U.S. act is not how do we protect the people. It is how do we deter them and how do we make sure they don't make it to our shores." Meanwhile, in New York, adult migrants limited to 30-day stay and right to shelter settlement. New York City can restrict shelter stays for adult migrants to a single 30-day placement, with extensions granted only under extenuating circumstances, according to the terms of a settlement reached Friday, March 15, between city officials and homeless rights advocates. The agreement between City Hall and the Coalition for the Homeless, after 5 months of private negotiations, also gives the city broader latitude to deny shelter to adult new arrivals without children if they determine they have the means to stay elsewhere, as well as migrants whom the city deems haven't made sufficient effort to find a place to live before their 30 days in shelter expire. "The status quo could not have worked in this situation," said Deputy Health and Human Services Commissioner Ann Williams Isom, speaking at a news conference outside of Manhattan's Supreme Court shortly after the proceeding. NYC Comptroller lauds the economic benefits of immigration legal services. "New York State could generate billions of dollars in new economic benefits if it provides all asylum seekers, migrants, and others facing possible deportation with their own lawyer," according to a new report from New York City's comptroller. Comptroller Brad Lander, a Democrat, said the move would prevent the deportation of up to 53,000 people statewide, resulting in an estimated net benefit of $8.4 billion for the federal, state, and local governments, based on projected new tax revenues over 30 years, minus outlays for services. "Access to work authorization leads to higher wages," the comptroller's report said. "The higher earning power generates more tax revenue. Higher personal income also benefits the economy through increased consumer spending." In other news, USCIS updates policy guidance clarifying expedite requests. USCIS is updating guidance in the USCIS policy manual to clarify how it considers expedite requests related to government interests and requests related to emergencies or urgent humanitarian situations, including travel-related requests. This update also clarifies how to make an expedite request and explains how they process expedite requests. Differences in state sunshine laws can threaten transparency around immigration detention and enforcement. The main way in which the public can access information about what the federal government is doing is through the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. However, laws that allow the public to get state public records, also known as sunshine laws or public records laws, are different from state by state. State and local government entities often can interpret their respective state sunshine laws differently. As a result, requests for the exact same information can lead to records produced by an entity in one state and shielded from the public in another, and, in some cases, released by one local government entity but not produced by another in the same state. The hodgepodge of state sunshine laws can lead to unjustifiable gaps in transparency around immigration enforcement and detention. Despite progress, the tragedy of family separation can never be undone. At home, a rival political faction had been making death threats against him and his family that compelled him to take his daughter to the United States to seek asylum for them both. But this was 2018, the era of family separation. As soon as the pair arrived at the border, Customs and Border Protection forcibly took the man's daughter away. They sent him to a detention center, and his 5-year-old was sent by herself to a separate facility on the other side of the country, 2,000 miles away. He wouldn't be able to speak to her again for nearly a month. Once he was allowed communication, it took the form of weekly phone calls. As this was unfolding, a lawsuit called Ms. L versus ICE was progressing through federal court. The American Civil Liberties Union was suing the government on behalf of a woman from the Democratic Republic of Congo and her 7-year-old daughter, who had also been forcibly separated by the U.S. government at the border and sent to separate facilities on opposite sides of the country. Finally, From Trump says, some undocumented immigrants are not people. Former President Donald Trump said at a recent rally in Dayton, Ohio, "I don't know if you call them people," he said at the rally. "In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say." Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figuero & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figuero & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figuero & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figuero & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figuero & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Romance scams, looking for love in the wrong places. The FBI warns of a rising trend in which scammers are defrauding victims via online romance scams, persuading individuals to send money to allegedly invest or trade cryptocurrency. Romance scams occur when a criminal adopts a fake online identity to gain a victim's affection and trust. The scammer then uses the illusion of a romantic or close relationship to manipulate and slash or steal from the victim. The criminals who carry out romance scams are experts at what they do and will seem genuine, caring, and believable. Con artists are present on most dating and social media sites. The scammer's intention is to establish a relationship as quickly as possible, endear himself to the victim, and gain trust. Scammers may propose marriage and make plans to meet in person, but that will never happen. Eventually, they will ask for money. Scam artists often say they are in the building and construction industry and are engaged in projects outside the U.S. that makes it easier to avoid meeting in person, and more plausible when they ask for money for a medical emergency or unexpected legal fee. If someone you meet online needs your bank account information to deposit money, they are most likely using your account to carry out other theft and fraud schemes. Tips to protect yourself: never send money, trade, or invest per the advice of someone you have solely met online. Do not disclose your current financial status to unknown and untrusted individuals. Do not provide your banking information, social security number, copies of your identification or passport, or any other sensitive information to anyone online or to a site you do not know is legitimate. If an online investment or trading site is promoting unbelievable profits, it is most likely that unbelievable. Be cautious of individuals who claim to have exclusive investment opportunities and urge you to act fast. To report a scam to the FBI IC3, please visit www.ac3.gov. Did you marry a scammer? Time to get a divorce. Ask the lawyer. Schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us.
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
How can I cope with divorce as a Christian? Divorce is a complex and emotional experience. There is an assumption that Christian marriages stand the test of time, are resilient, and are unlikely to end in divorce. However, recent studies have revealed that the percentage of Christian marriages that end in divorce is astonishingly high. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control, approximately 25% of Christians divorced in 2016 alone. This statistic reflects a 5% increase over previous years and suggests that Christian divorce rates are continuing to increase. Coping with divorce as a Christian can be a challenging and emotional experience, as it often goes against the traditional teachings and values of Christianity that emphasize the sanctity of marriage. However, it's important to remember that Christianity teaches forgiveness, grace, and the importance of supporting one another during difficult times. Here are some steps to help you cope with divorce as a Christian. Seek spiritual guidance. Turn to your faith and seek guidance from your church community, pastor, or a trusted spiritual advisor. They can offer you biblical perspectives, prayers, and emotional support. Pray. Prayer is a powerful tool for finding peace and strength during difficult times. Spend time in prayer, asking God for guidance, healing, and comfort. Focus on forgiveness. Christianity encourages forgiveness as a fundamental principle. Try to forgive your former spouse for any hurt or pain they may have caused you. Forgiveness can help release the burden of resentment and bitterness. Attend support groups. Consider joining a Christian divorce support group or counseling. These groups provide a safe space to share your feelings, gain insights, and receive support from others who have gone through similar experiences. Read Scripture. The Bible contains many verses that address pain, healing, and faith during challenging times. Reading and meditating on these verses can provide comfort and guidance. Some relevant passages include Psalm 34:18, Isaiah 41:10, and Matthew 11:28-30. Surround yourself with a supportive community. Lean on your Christian friends and family for emotional support. They can offer encouragement, prayers, and a listening ear when needed. Take care of your well-being. Divorce can take a toll on your physical and emotional health. Make sure to prioritize self-care, including regular exercise, a balanced diet, and seeking professional counseling if necessary. Reflect on the lessons. Use this difficult time as an opportunity for personal growth and self-reflection. Consider what lessons you can learn from the experience and how you can grow spiritually. Stay committed to your faith. Maintain your relationship with God by attending church services, participating in spiritual activities, and engaging in acts of service and charity. Embrace hope. Remember that God's love and grace are always present, even in struggle. Hold on to hope for a better future and trust in God's plan for your life. Divorce is undoubtedly a challenging and painful experience, but with the support of your Christian faith and community, you can find healing and restoration. It's essential to remember that you are not alone, and God's love and compassion are always available to you during this challenging journey. Legal guidance. If you are ready to make that difficult decision, consult the experienced, professional, and compassionate law firm of Figar, Rowe and Associates. Call 855-768-8845 to schedule a consultation.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Thanks. Estate planning, protecting your digital assets, Estate planning involving digital assets has become increasingly important in our digital age. Digital assets encompass a wide range of items, including 1. Online accounts, email, social media, online banking, cryptocurrency wallets, subscription services, and any other accounts that require login credentials. 2. Digital media, photos, videos, music, and other digital files stored on devices or in the cloud. 3. Intellectual property, websites, blogs, ebooks, software, and other digital creations with potential monetary value. 4. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies stored in digital wallets. 5. Domain names, websites, and associated domain names. When considering how to protect these assets in your estate plan, here are some critical steps to take. 1. Inventory your digital assets. Start by making a comprehensive list of all your digital assets, including login credentials, account information, and relevant instructions. 2. Access and password management. Store login credentials and access information securely, but ensure your executor or trusted loved ones can access them when needed. This might involve using a password manager or securely storing information in a physical location like a safe deposit box. 3. Include digital assets in your will or trust. Specify in your will or trust how you want your digital assets to be handled after your death. You may designate specific beneficiaries for certain accounts or give instructions for their management or closure. 4. Assign a digital executor. Consider appointing a digital executor, separate from your traditional executor, with the technical knowledge and expertise to manage your digital assets according to your wishes. You should trust this person with access to your digital accounts and files. 5. Review terms of service agreements. Some online accounts may have specific terms of service agreements that dictate what happens to the account upon the user's death. Review these agreements and understand the options for managing or transferring the account. 6. Consider privacy concerns. When planning for your digital assets, consider privacy concerns. Some information may be sensitive or confidential, and you may not want certain accounts or files accessible to others after your death. 7. Regularly update your plan. Just as with any other aspect of estate planning, it's important to review and update your plan regularly, especially as your digital asset landscape evolves with new accounts, technologies, and changes in your preferences. By taking these steps to protect your digital assets as part of your estate plan, you can ensure that your online presence and digital legacy are managed according to your wishes after your death. Free consultation for chamber members. Chamber members can have a free consultation with our corporate partner, the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call 855-768-8845 or www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment. Please note that your membership must be in good standing, and you should be ready to show your membership card.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Public schools in the United States have a long history of segregation by class and race. While some progress has been made in recent years to address these issues, many public schools remain highly segregated. This can be due to various factors, such as demographic patterns, housing patterns, and school district boundaries. Additionally, some states have policies that contribute to school segregation, such as zero tolerance policies, that disproportionately affect students of color. It is crucial to continue working towards desegregation and equity in education. Are the mayor of New York City and the governor of New York State contributing to the destruction of minority families by ignoring this problem? Are charter schools the solution? Is open enrollment the solution? What are the solutions of the New York City City Council, whose majority are Democratic and minority? If you do not know the answers to these questions, is this a problem of moral principles? When are you going to demand action?
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Most common errors. Avoid the hassle of an audit by avoiding the usual pitfalls. The risk with even simple mistakes is an extended delay in resolving your tax burden while corrections are made. In the worst-case scenario, you may even be subject to an audit. So take the time to look for these common errors, even if you have hired a professional to prepare your taxes. The fine print. Most of the mistakes in tax forms are actually basic errors. Someone might be a digit off when entering his social security number or misspell a name. Be on the lookout for these kinds of typographical errors. A helpful way to make sure they're right to read the information out loud. Your ear will hear the mistake. Contact the Social Security Administration if a name is changed. Since the last filing, usually following a marriage or divorce, submitting the new name may be technically correct, but it won't match the information on file. E-filing. Filing electronically streamlines the process. It's faster than standard mail, and professional service providers can transmit your information securely over the internet. Still, the tendency may be to rush through the process, since that's how we typically lead our online lives anyway. Many of these programs include accuracy check features that will alert taxpayers to potential errors. Pay close attention to any warnings and remember to check and double-check your information, just as you would with an old-fashioned paper return. What to do? If you discover an error after you've filed, don't panic. You can amend your tax return, typically by filing IRS Form 1040X Note Changes in Deductions, Credit, or Income on the form and resubmit as soon as possible. It's not necessary to complete an entirely new tax return. 1040X form only requires updates to the numbers that have changed. Payments. Specific information is required with payment, and confusion follows if any of it is wrong. Paying electronically when filing ensures that your information matches and that the bill ends up in the correct hands. If you choose to pay by money order or check, however, remember to make funds payable to the U.S. Treasury, and note the tax form and tax year of payment. Include your name, address, and social security number, along with a daytime phone number. If any of these things is missing or incorrect, your payment may be delayed or lost.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845. Or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Public schools in the United States have a long history of segregation by class and race. While some progress has been made in recent years to address these issues, many public schools remain highly segregated. This can be due to various factors, such as demographic patterns, housing patterns, and school district boundaries. Additionally, some states have policies that contribute to school segregation, such as zero-tolerance policies that disproportionately affect students of color. It is crucial to continue working towards desegregation and equity in education. Are the mayor of New York City and the governor of New York State contributing to the destruction of minority families by ignoring this problem? Are charter schools the solution? Is open enrollment the solution? What are the solutions of the New York City City Council, whose majority are Democratic and minority? If you do not know the answers to these questions, is this a problem of moral principles? When are you going to demand action?
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845. Or visit www.askthelawyer.us. The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Two cops stop you while walking down the street because you match the description of someone who committed a crime nearby. You haven't, but they question and accuse you, saying they will bring you in. What do you do? Just let them know you will be happy to go with them. Do not be confrontational and be totally agreeable. Ask them to read you your Miranda rights and invoke your right to silence until you can speak to your attorney. Again, be cooperative, but only to the extent of name, ID, address, and if asked where you are going. From that point, say nothing more. If they say they have witnesses, agree to have them do a drive-by with their witnesses. If they come down hard, again, be non-confrontational and agree to go with them, but do not engage in any form of conversation, not a word, not a peep. They are trained to get you to talk. You do not have to speak to them other than basic info and tell them you wish to talk to an attorney. If they call for more officers, do not be intimidated. If they call for a supervisor, do not get intimidated. If they cuff you, do not get intimidated.
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. 768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. March is Women's Month, and in the words of our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, there is no limit to what we as women can accomplish. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.